This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 488 for Friday, July 22nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Friday, finding some support to end the week after falling to six-month lows yesterday. Canola up $7.20 in the November contract at $800.50 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed futures provided support, although Malaysian palm oil was weaker on the day. Some areas of concern persist across the prairies, but relatively favorable crop conditions did temper the upside. Updated supply-demand estimates from Agriculture Canada released yesterday pegged this year's upcoming canola crop at 18.4 million tons. That'd be well ahead of last year's drought-stricken crop. However, ending stocks are still forecast to be very tight at only 450,000 tons from an anticipated 400,000 tons this year, as exports and the domestic crush should also increase. In the U.S., soybeans are higher while corn and wheat both moved lower. News that Russia and Turkey have reached an agreement to open a corridor for Ukrainian grain shipments through the Black Sea sparked the sell-off in wheat. Minneapolis down 41 cents in the September contract at $8.71 per bushel. Kansas City also down 41 cents in September at $8.20 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 47 cents in the September contract at $7.59 per bushel. While there is plenty of skepticism over how much, if any, grain will actually move, the fact a deal was signed was enough to weigh on wheat today. Ukraine is reportedly sitting on about 25 million tons of grain waiting to be exported. Seasonal harvest pressure was also bearish as the U.S. winter wheat harvest moves north, but export demand underneath the market provided some support, as U.S. wheat is attractively priced internationally. The losses in wheat spilled over to corn, pulling it down as well. September corn down 11 cents at $5.64 per bushel. Bearish chart signals added to the declines. Argentina's corn harvest is said to be about two-thirds complete, according to reports out of that country. Meanwhile, gains in soybeans helped temper the losses in corn to some extent. Soybeans were thought to be due for a correction after recent losses. The November contract up 14 cents at $13.15 per bushel. While there is some rain in the longer-range Midwestern forecasts, temperatures are expected to remain on the hot side. That's keeping a bit of a weather premium in the market. Yesterday, the International Grain Council lowered their forecast for world soybean production by 4 million tons, now at 390 million. If realized, that would still be well ahead of last year's 351 million ton crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, July 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.